course it's affecting our human rights. All the villains smoke. We've got our own uniform. You can tell a villain. When you look at people, you say, oh, he's a villain. Because they smoke, we look shriveled. We don't look like the normal people. You know, they should just let we're gone, let we smoke. In fact, they should let prisoners have conjugal visits in prison. You know?
As well,
because taking the rights off them, you take them out of the society, put them in prison, fair enough, they're in prison, right? You're locked in there 23 hours a day. Fair enough, you've got a telly. But however, the telly is disgusting. It's just mind control.
But the point of going to prison is that you're meant to be punished. You're meant to lose your freedom. So you're meant to lose those points of enjoyment, like conjugal rights, like potentially smoking, drinking, not doing things that... That's the whole point.
No, it's
but
not,
you're meant
no,
to be rehabilitated in there, John. You're meant to learn some skills so you can come out and get a job when you're released.
Listen, what they should do is, right, when you get into trouble, right, petty things, right, you should just round them all up, get them on the streets, and they can pick all the rubbish up, take all the paint off the walls, put everything back into society instead of locking them up and taking the cigarettes off them, you know, and making them spend more money on food so they get fatter in there. Because they're allowed to spend about £50 a week now.
John, you said a really interesting thing just a moment ago. You said we. You referred to yourself as us villains. We.
How long is it since
you've been out of prison?
I've been out 25, yeah, but we is a different society because there's no jobs, there's nothing because we have got a name. You're a criminal.
Have you been able to find a job since you came out 25 years ago?
I've never worked. I sell drugs.
Right.
I've been arrested for it, so, you know, because that's what I am, a villain. Well, I was a villain.
Well, do you not want to get a job now, John?
How can you get a job when you've got a criminal record, darling?